John Agnew's here from the Bryan Police Department. How did the motorists behave in the rain since last night?
I think they handled themselves fairly well today. Although on the way in, I did this technique where on the way from here from Bryan to the radio station, I tried to count how many cars had headlights on before I could count one that didn't, and I couldn't make it to six. So one out of six cars is, every one out of six is not having their headlights on or more than that. So it's a good time in this overcast, light drizzle rain to reach down and turn on those headlights. And I can see them from here from the roadway. I'm like, where are those headlights? The studio, we have a nice view from the, fifth floor up here.
Yeah, you get the, I get to look at the hallway and you get the outdoor view.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Now,
yeah.
It'd probably be illegal if I said, if you're listening to us as you're passing by Crystal Park Plaza, to flash your brights.
Or honk your horn.
Well, we can't hear the honks, maybe, but we can certainly see headlights flashing, and that would probably not be a very good idea.
Yeah, everyone's doing good out there driving wise. I appreciate the safety. If you could turn on your headlights, it always makes you more visible on that dark asphalt and this overcast.
It's not a state law in Texas, is it, that if you have to have your wipers on, your lights must be on?
No, it's a visibility of 1,000 feet. So if you can't see, the car ahead of you in 1,000 feet, 1,000 feet's pretty far, then you need to have your headlights on. So usually a good medium rain to heavy rain, by law, you're required to have those headlights on.